Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Yeah, I Said It. As always, the program is hosted by yours truly, Lance Williams. Before I jump into the program, I want to give a big shout out to Jeff Hartman, my co-host of The Standard is the Standard. Also want to give a big shout out to all the podcasters underneath the umbrella of Behind the Steel Curtain. And also, make sure, Steeler fans, you check out the website behindthesteelcurtain.com for all of the latest and greatest Pittsburgh Steeler news. And if you want to subscribe to the show, go to your local podcast feeder, do a search for Steelers or behindthesteelcurtain.com, and make sure you subscribe. You can do it on the podcast feed via iTunes. You can do it via Android, the Google Play Store, Spotify, all types of platforms. In this particular episode, I want to jump into the following. Yeah, I said it. Ben Roethlisberger is not a good leader, and I don't really care. Yeah, I said it. And as soon as I say that Ben Roethlisberger is not a good leader, I'm sure I'm going to catch a ton of flack for any member of the Pittsburgh press that follows sports. They'll rip me. And it's really hilarious how the local writers in Pittsburgh have covered Ben and covered Ben's every flank when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger being a leader. And this is pretty predictable. It's also pretty predictable that in the question of leadership, how the fan base has been kind of split down the middle based on racial lines. Now, what I might say, I might be generalizing a little bit, but I look at the comments, and I'm not saying this is for everybody or this is about everybody in these particular racial groups. I think black folks tend to think that Ben Roethlisberger gets the benefit of the doubt, and they tend to feel like Deion Sanders and a lot of black reporters in the national media who have ripped Ben and have taken Ben to task. I think a lot of white people think that Ben is a great leader and that the national media is being unfair. And, you know, I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that the issue has been wedged along those lines. I think a lot of black folks probably feel like the media is giving Ben the benefit of the doubt and he's not being taken to task and they're not treating the situation fairly. On the opposite token, I think a lot of white folks might feel on the opposite side of that, that Ben is being taken to task unfairly and that black members of the media, the national media, are making excuses for AB, so on and so forth. So I'm not surprised. I mean, it's America. I'm not surprised that it's sorted itself in this way. But I'm here to say, I don't think he's a good leader, right? But I don't really care. I don't really care if he's a good leader or not. I mean, some of the profile, when I look at Ben Roethlisberger throwing guys under the bus on a radio show, some of the passive aggressiveness, some of the lack of accountability for some of his mistakes, I don't think that's good leadership. I don't think that's those are good leadership qualities. I think a good leader deflects. I think he deflects responsibility for losses off of other members of their team. They take on those responsibilities. They put it on their shoulders. They protect the rest of the coaching staff, everybody else, and they put it on their shoulders and they hold themselves accountable first. And I think great leadership stems from a positive place, not from a pessimistic place. But I think the biggest staple of good leadership is holding oneself accountable and putting in the work to get that accountability and perform. You have to perform well. You have to hold yourself accountable. And I think you have to protect your teammates, protect your organization, and protect the coaching staff. I think that's what good leaders do. I don't think Ben is great in that. Also, I think good leaders conduct themselves responsibly off the field. We all know about the stories early in Ben's career of being a turd in the Pittsburgh community, and we all know about him getting suspended 4 games. I think Ben has improved amazingly in that respect, because you don't really hear anything about Ben in terms of getting into any off-field issues. I think he's really matured in that respect. But here's the point. I don't really care if he's a good leader or not. And I think there's this Disneyland mythology around the fact that quarterbacks have to be great leaders. They have to be the leader of your football team. I'm sure there were a bunch of good quarterbacks that were leaders on a variety of teams in the National Football League And they didn't go to the playoffs, just like the Steelers didn't go to the playoffs last year. So let's say Ben is a fantastic leader and is the best leader in football, and he's all of those qualities that I just described. The bottom line, the Steelers finished 9-6-1 and didn't go to the playoffs. So let me try to recenter this for all of you in Steeler Nation. Leadership does not necessarily equate to wins. It can help you win, and it never hurts you. But it doesn't equal wins. Talent does. Talent without leadership, you still may lose. But the unifying factor in both of these equations is you have to have talent on both sides of the ball that's prepared and coached adequately. Now, when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger, I don't care if he's a leader, but this is what I care about. He's 157-7 with one tie in his career as the starter of the Pittsburgh Steelers. This includes playoff games. That's a winning percentage of .670. There are only two quarterbacks currently in the National Football League that have more wins. That's arguably the GOAT in Tom Brady, who's 237-70, and Drew Brees with 163 wins. Ben's winning percentage is 67. 670. That's what it's about. It's about wins and losses and winning Super Bowls and winning championships. That's what it's about. I don't care if Ben is a good leader or not. I don't care if people knock his leadership. I don't care if some guys think he's a good leader. I don't care if he's a guy that doesn't want to possibly associate himself with his teammates like the MMQB article suggested. I don't care about any of that. As a fan, all I care about is 157-77. Now, if his leadership ability or lack thereof interferes with that, that's all I care about. But according to many, if you want to believe all the stories about these wide disparaging viewpoints of his leadership ability, it hasn't gotten into the way of him winning a boatload of football games. So leadership is great. Winning is better. Let me jump into some other metrics when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger. And this is in the postseason. He's 13-8 in the postseason, a .620 winning percentage behind, again, Tom Brady, who's 30-10. 7-4 in road games, 6-4 in away games. He has the second highest winning percentage in the playoffs of anybody that started over 10 games in the playoffs. Second only to Joe Flacco and Eli Manning, who are at 67%. That's what matters. And I want to get into a tweet that I put out on Twitter a couple of days ago. And I guess since it's a tweet, it's on Twitter. I guess I'm being redundant by me saying that. And a lot of you echoed in and a lot of you guys chimed in. And I wrote the following. Why is it so important to most of you that Ben is a great leader? He may or may not be one. In my opinion, he isn't. But it doesn't matter. Again, in fact, I could care less. It's more important that he remains a great football player. That's what it's about. His quality of leadership may ebb and flow. It fluctuates as we fluctuate. We grow, we mature, things change in our life. Leadership ability or lack thereof is not static anyway. What we should be concerned about as Pittsburgh Steelers fans is simply, can he play quality football and can he lead them to victories? That's it. The rest of this is pure mythology that's put out there by the press, media, and fans that the quarterback has to be this great General Patton leader. I don't care. Yeah, I said it. Ben is not a great leader, and I don't care. And with that, we're going to conclude the program. And as always, tune in, tell a friend, and subscribe.